This is Hina Tefatu, or the moon and the earth. Gauguin envisions the moment when the Polynesian goddess of the moon, named Hina, implores her son, Fatu, god of the earth, to grant immortality to human beings. He says no.
What a religion the ancient Oceanian religion is. What a marvel. My brain is bursting with it. And all it suggests to me will certainly frighten people.
When Gauguin arrived in Tahiti in 1891, he was very disappointed to find that the traditional religion had been almost completely extinguished by the Christian missionaries, and the religious sculptures and statuaries that the Tahitians had made had also been almost completely purged. And so he tried to revitalize those figures through his own imagination in his work. So in this beautiful painting, you see the two gods. He emphasizes their status, especially that of Fatu, the god of the earth, by setting him in the distance, looking very much larger. And then in the middle ground, there is a conflation of space that sets us into some kind of imaginary, mythical realm.